So I cannot reiterate enough the old familiar saying in that it takes a village to raise a child. But it surely took a village, to all of those mentioned, to raise our youth up throughout the week and to assist with today's performance. There's no possible way I could have done it alone. I needed my village. Furthermore, I thank the parents for bringing their youth to our program and entrusting them in our care. And last but not least, we are so grateful to all the youth for their participation, for their enthusiasm to learn and to explore spirituality in our program. They had a great time playing, doing crafts, eating yummy yet healthy foods, somewhat, and practicing their parts for today's play. Also, you will see that all the stage settings were created by our older youth. It took lots of paint, lots of duct tape, lots of hot glue, but it was so worth it, for each setting is absolutely fabulous, and you'll see. Speaking of settings, I'd like to thank our stage hands, if they would please step forward. They're hiding. Arya King. And Nicholas Winters. Come out and take a bow. Oh, well.
He says hi.
Hi. No, we're fine. Again, it surely takes a village. During our vacation Bible school, we explored a parable from Jesus that centered on how our faith in God can build a solid foundation in our spiritual endeavors. Interestingly enough, there's an old story that I'm sure most of you are familiar with, one that with a little twist reflects on the same theme on faith, of courage, and of understanding of the great potential in each one of us. So without further ado, on with the show.
Once upon a time not too long ago, in the county of Pig Valley, there lived a mommy pig with her three not-so-little piggy daughters in a little house just outside of town, Piggerville. I will now introduce you to the not-so-little daughter piggies, piggy number one, Pinky. Piggy number two, Piper.
Good morning.
And last but not least, piggy number three, Penelope.
Hello, my church family. So good to see you this morning.
Every evening, Mommy Pig would read one of her favorite Bible stories to her three not-so-little piggies with hopes to inspire them with spiritual truths to live by.
Come here, my not so little piggies anymore. Come and listen to a parable from Jesus. Now, does anybody remember what a parable is?
I know.
No, nothing? Penelope, what's a parable? You got it. That's correct. But I'm not so sure about your sisters here. Jesus did teach us parables to apply lessons to our lives. So now I'm going to read you a parable from Jesus. It's about having faith and listening to God's words and making wise decisions. On the Rock, Matthew 7, verses 24 through 27. Jesus said, "If you hear my words, then do what I say. You will be like a wise man who built his house on a rock. The rain came down. The flood water rose. A mighty wind beat against his house. But his house did not fall. It was built tall and strong on the rock of God's word. But if you hear my words and do not do what I say, you are like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the flood water rose, and a mighty wind beat against his house. And his house broke apart. It was washed away for good. Now, let's listen to our friends tell you the story in a different way. Dear sweet nuts, so little piggies, it's time for you to take those wise words and venture out into the world and build your own homes.
Venture out into the world? Big, wide world?
You know, the world is not really that big. Remember what you learned about how we are all one in spirit? You will face challenges, that is for sure, but if you have faith in God and trust your inner voice, you'll be just fine.
Yeah, but where do we start?
You use your powers of zeal, your powers of imagination, and let me see, you're old enough to have a little bit of wisdom. And you're all certainly very creative and talented, so whatever you do, it's going to be just fine.
Well, I could build my own house, paint pink, and I can make my own beauty salon. I can call it Pinky Pink Clubs.
Yeah, I was thinking of the same thing, but not pink. I was thinking of starting my own music lessons.
That sounds fabulous. And what about you, Penelope?
Well, a small, quiet, and safe place of my own near the church would be great. I'm thinking of becoming a Unity Piggy minister.
That sounds fabulous, too. Well, oh, they're here.
Who's here?
Hello, ladies, my women's wisdom circle, piggy friends. How are you all doing today? Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. You know, we better get going. We better get going.
Because our flight leaves soon.
Our flight is going to leave soon. How about a group hug before I go?
Before you go, where are you going, Mommy Pig?
Where am I going? My piggy ladies and I are taking off to the Caribbean Piggy Island. Are you girls ready to dance?
Yeah!
Are you ready to go on the beach and have a glass of lemonade?
Yeah!
Are you ready to get away from it all?
Yeah!
Woo! Let's party! Woo! All right. All right. Well, how about that group hug again, huh? All right. All right. Goodbye, girls. Goodbye. I'll see you later. See ya. All right, girls. We don't want to miss that flight. Let's go. Yes. So enjoy your new homes. You know, don't forget to text me so I can send you all a postcard. Oh, I'm such a mom, you know. Remember, you're going to face some challenges in life. I've heard that the big bad wolf is lurking around here. So you need to build your foundation strong and remember to lock your doors. Oh, and one more thing. Remember to hear God's voice. You got to listen, right? And remember, you all have a great big bundle of potential to do anything you want. Good luck. Adios. Hasta la bye-bye. The church ladies and I are having a great time at Piggy Caribbean Island. We are enjoying the sunshine, the beach, and we're dancing the nights away. I hope you're all doing fine building your new homes. Just remember to hear God's voice, and don't forget that you all have a great big bundle of potentiality. Love, Mommy Pig.
That's right. We do have a bundle of potentiality.
Penelope gave tea tree, lemon, and peppermint essential oils to Brother Bad Wolf for his allergies. Brother Bad Wolf's sneezing stopped in no time, and he felt so much better.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Then everyone enjoyed a scrumptious vegan dinner created by none other than herself, the Big Bad Wolf. Later that night, everyone gathered around for a heartwarming spiritual prayer circle. Even Mommy Pig and her church piggy friends were all there in loving spirit. Later, as a full moon rose brightly in the dark sky, the piggies oinked joyfully. And then the big good wolf and brother good wolf howled in prayer and gratitude. And they all lived happily ever after.